Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf lamed beis, and we are three lines from the top of daf lamed beis amid aleph, the two dots, v'cheres hadaryani. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu b'nei Yisrael, hanesunim batzaru v'ashifya. So we're moving along at the very beginning of the second half of Maseches Avodah Zarah, which really began with the Mishnah on the top of daf chof tes amid beis, a very long Mishnah, which mentions dvarim shel oivdei koychavim that are aser. Not only are they aser, but isuran iserana. So if you want to break up Maseches Avodah Zarah from Daf Beis until that Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis, the Masechta discusses a yid's dealings with an oivdei koychavim, with an oivdei Avodah Zarah. From Chav Tes Amid Beis, pretty much till the end of the Masechta, we're dealing not with how one would interact with the Gavra, that's the oivdei Avodah Zarah, but with different Cheftzes that are associated with Avodah Zarah. Dvarim shel oivdei koychavim. The Mishnah began with the most famous, the one that we need to talk so much about, and that is Yayin. But really, the Mishnah goes and mentions line item after line item, different dvarim shel oivdei koychavim that are going to be awesome. Today's daf is going to work through some of these things that were mentioned in the Mishnah. We begin with the cheres hadaryani. So cheres is an earthenware keli. The question is, what does hadaryani mean? And it's with that question that today's daf begins. Says the Gemara, "My hadaryani. What exactly is hadaryani?" Rabbi Yehuda said, "Amr Shmuel, in the name of his Rabbi Shmuel, cheres shel hadaryanus kesar." It's referring to a cheres that was belonging to the army, as we're about to see, of Hadaryonis Kesar, the Kesar of Roimi, specifically Hadaryonis, who in the secular world is known as Hadrian the Great. So we know there was a very important, very famous, very prominent Roman emperor whose name was Hadrian. In the secular world, he's given the title the Great. Not everybody was zeichet to that. He's known as Hadrian the Great. In our world, he's Shem Rishon Mirkov. He goes down as one of the great monsters. He's the one that's responsible for Churban Beitar. He's the one that's responsible for the death of Bar Kochva. He's the one that's responsible for some of the great destruction in Jewish history. So you think of Hitler, Yamach Shemoy. You think of Nebuchadnezzar. You think of Hadrian. But either way, Hadrian was a Roman emperor, and his army had earthenware kalim that they used, and that's this cheres hadaryani that the Mishnah is referring to when it says it's included in the list of dvarim that are aser ba'anah. So what's the background to this story? So the Gemara says, Kiyosu Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So we know he related so many halachas, even some divrei agada. Here, he came back with a nugget of historical significance. He said the following, Karka Psula Hoysa, that Hadrian's army would find a land that was virgin, meaning it hadn't been used yet. Nobody plowed, nobody sowed, nobody did anything in it yet. The significance of that from an agricultural perspective is that it's very, very strong. It hasn't been weakened yet because of it having been cultivated in the past. Shli Avda Oda Me'odam, literally no one did any work over there. Avda, what Hadrian's army did was they went and they worked that land, the Nata, and they planted a vineyard which ultimately produced wine. The Rami Le Lechamra Begulfi Chivri, they put that wine into white, or more significantly, brand new earthenware kalim, Umaitzi Lehu Lechamraya. And as a result, the walls of this kli cheres absorbed all the wine. Umitfrelu bechaspi, then they would cut or break this earthenware keli into shards. Vidaru bahadayu, and this is the troops. They would carry it with them. V'cholheicho dematu, wherever they went, tarlu v'shasalu. They would soak it in water. The wine that was absorbed inside these shards would come out of the shards. And like this, they had wine that they were able to drink. So this kuntz of the cheres hadaryani was a way to be able to take wine to go. So wine was very important in Hadrian's army. And how are you going to take all this wine with you, right? There's only so much hip flask you could put around your belt, right? So how are you going to get around with all this wine? So they came up with this incredible patent. What they did was, is they got it to be absorbed inside this cheres, and the wine that was absorbed inside of it was so, so strong. How did they make it so strong? Because they planted it in a karka besula, shali of the adam eilam. And what they would do is they would then soak these shards. The wine would come out of it, and that wine is what they would drink. Says the Gemara, you want to know how strong this wine was? Rabbi Shulban Levi said, V'rishon shalanu, our best wine, kishlishi shalahem, is the equivalent of the third soaking of these shards. So rishon means the best. Usually rishon means the first, especially when we contrast rishon and shlishi. But Rashi says rishon means yayim meshubach shalanu, our best, not our first, but our best, is kashlishi shalahem. Shlishi there means literally the third. It's the equivalent of the third soaking. That's how powerful, that's how strong this wine was. But the bottom line is, cheres hadayani is asur bahana. Why? Pretty obvious, because there's Yayin Esach inside, because there's Tam Yenam inside. And if wine of a Novi Kechavim is Aser Bana, it makes perfect sense that this Cheres Hadayani would be Aser Bana as well. Just one idea, maybe, and that is that we know that if somebody is sitting at a Suda and he's drinking wine, and then another bottle of wine comes out that was better than the previous bottle that he had been drinking, he's supposed to make a special bracha. The bracha that you make is Hatoyva Hametiv. Reb Kiva Eger in his Agoyis and Shulchan Aruch says that why is the bracha that you make Hatoyva Hametiv? Says Reb Kiva Eger, because we know that there's another bracha of Hatoyva Hametiv, a longer bracha of Hatoyva Hametiv. It's the fourth bracha of Birchas Hamazon, of benching, who hated, who mated, who yetiv lanu. That's the longer bracha of Hatoyva Hametiv. And the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas that the Rabbanon instituted Hatoyva Hametiv. The first three brachas of benching a deiraisa. The fourth one is only midrabanan. And when did the Rabbanon compose this fourth bracha? It was after Churban Beitar. Hatoyva Hametiv. They felt that we have to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that all the people that were killed during Churban Beitar were nitin l'kvura. Additionally, we have to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shelo Yisrichu, that the bodies never decomposed and they never smelled, even though they weren't allowed to bury the dead. But Afilu Hachi, there was some Maisa Nisim that took place, and it was because of that Chazal made this bracha of Atoiv HaMetav. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that you want to know why when you drink another bottle of wine, you make the bracha of Atoiv HaMetiv, because we know wine is gewaldic. It's from the greatest things in the world. Le'ivri yayin ela l'nachem aveilim. Rava said, chamra v'rechani pikchen. He said his chachma came because of wine. But at the same time, wine is also something that can lead to bad things. Kalaraya saita b'kukula yazir atzme min ayayin. That's the whole concept of nazir, right? We've spoken in the past about how a yid has to drink wine like Rava, not drink wine like light. But the point is that wine could be very, very good. It has nuclear powers for the good, but at the same time, it could lead a person to Sha'el Tachtis. If someone's sitting on a Suda and there's a ribuy of wine, we want him to remember the pitfalls that can come about through wine. And the way we remember that is by making a brach of Atoiv HaMetiv. Pshutei Shal Mikra, you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for another glass of wine. But there's a subtle reference to Churban Beitar. Look what happens when a person doesn't behave properly. It can lead to destruction. It can lead to something so terrible as Churban Beitar. That means when we make the bracha of Atoiv HaMetiv on Yayin, says Reb Kiva Eger, we're actually remembering Churban Beitar. It's so interesting that the Gemara makes a big deal about the Cheres Hadaryanos, the wine that was so important and so critical to the army of Hadrian. Hadrian's army were the ones that were responsible for Churban Beitar. They are the perpetrators of Churban Beitar. Drinking wine sends us to Churban Beitar. Pashup Shad, of course, is what Reb Kiva Eger is saying, but it could be there's another Remez Ledavar, and that is the role that wine played in the destruction of Beitar. Either way, says the Gemara Vaita, Iba Yiluhu, Mau Lismoich Behem Kari Hamita. So, is a person allowed to take this Cheres Hadaryani and use it as support for his bed? What's the shaila? Roitze b'kiyumei al yidei davar achar shari oy asar. So the background to this shaila is that amongst the many, many halachas that are negei avodah zarah, one of them is an interesting one. And that is, a person is not even allowed to want avodah zarah to exist. You can't be roitze b'kiyumo shel avodah zarah. Now, this iser is an iser de rabbanon, and it really is a derivative of the iser de raisa, which states that you have to eradicate, you have to get rid of avodah zarah. So, if there's avodah zarah, the Torah says you have to get rid of it. The rabbanon added to that and said, well, if you have to get rid of avodah zarah, then even b'machshava, you're not allowed to want avodah zarah to exist. It's what's known as roitze b'kiyuma. Here's the question. The question is, if somebody has this cheres hadaryani, the cheres in and of itself is just a cheres, right? But absorbed inside the cheres is this yayin that you're not allowed to have hanah from. The question is, can I use this cheres now, lismoich b'em kare hamita, or can I not? Now, what would be the tzad not? So the way the Gemara presents the tzad is because if you're going to use now this cheres to support your kari amito, you roitze a b'kiyuma. You obviously want it to exist, because if something would ever happen, poof, it would disintegrate, well, then you would lose your bed too. So you're a roitze a b'kiyuma. Now, inside this cheres is a little bit of wine, which you're not allowed to have enough from. So if you roitze a b'kiyuma of the cheres, then inevitably, you're also roitze a b'kiyuma of the wine that's inside of it. But between me and you, let's be honest, you don't really care about the wine. You care about the cheres that the wine is in. So the question is, if I'm roitze b'kiyumai of the wine, but not really because I want the wine, it's because I want the davar achar. I want to think that the wine is inside. Is that a violation of this issa d'rabban of roitze b'kiyumai, or is that not a violation of roitze b'kiyumai? That is the question. Ma'u lismoich b'em kari amita. And this question is not only negeya cheres hadaryani, it's negeya anytime you have Yayin Nesach, let's say, which is Aser B'Hanah. Right now it's in the Dover Acher. I'm going to have Hanah from the Dover Acher. As a result, I'm Roitz B'Kiyumay of the Dover Acher. But Begrama now, I'm also Roitz B'Kiyumay of the thing that I'm not allowed to be Roitz B'Kiyumay of. So the question is that a problem or is that not a problem? The Gemara says, Tashma, I'll be Poshet to you. The Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Yochanan, was a Machloikis, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Yochanan. Chad also, one said it's Aser, V'chad Shari, and the other one said that it's Mutter. So the Tashma is that Amiram already talked about this, and it seems to be a Machloikis Amiram. Who said what? We don't know, says the Gemara Meisfei. I'll ask you, Kasha, from Otoy Sefta, meaning it sounds like it's a Machloikis Amiram. Roitz B'Kiyumay of how could it be a machlokes amiram? At first glance, it would seem to be an ofener teisefta. Says the teisefta, hadar durim v'harukvois shall over the kechavim. So Rashi tells us what hadar durim and rukvois are. These are different types of jugs or leather flasks that were used for wine. So hadar durim v'harukvois that belong to over the kechavim. Then yain shei saw kanos pan. If a yid would put his own wine inside of it, asa b'shtiyah, the halacha is he would not be allowed to drink the wine umutav hana, but he's allowed to have hana from it. So again, we have here a yid who's putting kosher wine inside these flasks that belong to over the kechavim. So the halacha is you can't drink the wine, presumably because the flasks have wine of the Oyve Kechavim absorbed inside of it, and it's for that reason if you want to drink it, you can't drink it, but it doesn't become so chamer, it doesn't rise to the level where it's mamish treated now as if your wine is Yain Shel Oyve Kechavim, and it's for that reason it's going to be Mutter Bahana. Hey, it's Shimon Ben Gudel of Nebnei Shel Rabbi Gamliel. Shimon Ben Gudel once said Eidos in the presence of the son of Rabbi Gamliel, our Rabbi Gamliel, regarding Bnei Shel Rabbi Gamliel's father, who was Rabbi Gamliel, Shoshasim Yimeno Ba'ako, that he once drank from Hadar Durim and Rukvay Shel Oyve Kechavim, where there was kosher wine inside of it. He had no problem. Meaning, he held not only is it Mutter Bahana, but it's Mutter Bishti as well. Abba Veloy Hoidulay. Abba the Chachamim were Moited. And the Gemara is going to get back. Practice. What we need for now is the next part of the Tosefta, the next words, which is the Sefer. If you have leather flax that belong to Evdi Kechavim, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Kfusai, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Ben Kfusai, also lasis mahen shatichan lechamar. The halach is that if you want to take these noidois and you want to make for them shatichan lechamar, so shatichan would be like a patch for your chamar. So you have a saddle, your saddle has a little hole in it. So you want to patch it up. The saddle was made of leather. So looking for a good piece of leather, perfect. That's what I'm going to use. Right? I can't drink from it. You see, it's a little bit of a shiloh. Could I drink from it or not? So I'm going to use it for shatich and lechamar. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said over in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Kfusai, who said, also lasis mehen shatich and lechamar, says the Gemara. Now what would be the problem of using the noid of the Ovdei Kechavim, which has Yayin Nesach absorbed in it, for a saddle. I'm not drinking from it, so there's no chashash I'm going to drink Yayin Nesach. I'm using it literally for something else. The problem with L'chay Rabbi, because I'm Reitze Biki Yumai. Because although I'm not drinking Yayin Nesach right now, and I'm not having Hanah in any conventional sense, but at the same time, I'm Reitze Biki Yumai. Because I don't really care about the wine that's absorbed inside the saddle. What do I want? I want the saddle. I'm using this patch now to make my saddle. But what do you see? That it's also Viktani Daser. So it's a kasha on the mandala that says mutter. Now we know it's machlokes Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan, Chadas, Chachoy. We don't know who said what. They're both Amiram. None of them could argue. Even Rabbi Yochanan, even the great Rabbi Yochanan, right? Toisvus Ksubas Tavches. We speak out that Toisvus that says that with all the greatness of Rabbi Yochanan, probably the greatest Amira of all time. But at the same time, he can't argue with the Braisa. It's a chiddush, because Rav could argue with the Braisa, right? But the bottom line is that Rabbi Yochanan, we know, can't argue with the Braisa. Rabbi Elazar certainly can't argue with the Braisa. And we have a Mefurish Braisa that says also, so how could there be a mandama that says Shari, Roitzi Pikiyumai, De Davar Acheres, Mutu L'Cheretz, Mefurish Braisa that says also. But the Gemara follows and says, well, Lita Meich, according to you, you think that's Pshat in this Braisa. You think Rabbi Shimon Gamliel sent the name of Rabbi Shua Ben Kfusai in the safe of that Tesefta, that you can't make shadich lachamar. It's based on this sugya of roitzav b'kiyumai. Well, let me ask you a question. If that's true, can kanim shal oiv de kechavim litzeru lemizben? Then can kanim shal oiv de kechavim? It should be also for you to buy, and you shouldn't be able to do anything with it. Maishna noidos. Why does the price only say noidos? In other words, the Gemara is countering and saying there's a diak over here in this price that you have no right to overlook, and that is the price is saying noidos shal oiv de kechavim. Leather flax. Flasks. It doesn't say that this is true for all jugs and all different types of utensils. It says specifically noidos. For example, what doesn't it say? It doesn't say kankanim. Why doesn't it say kankanim, right? Must be that this iser is unique to noidos. In other words, maishno noidos or maishno kankanim. And if it's unique to noidos, then the issa must be related to something else. What is that something else? Alam, Rava said, I'll tell you what it is. Gzeir Hashem yibok an noid. The reason this is aser is not because of roitze b'kiyume al dei davarachar, and the fact that you want to use it, lasso shatich l'chamar, that in and of itself would not really be a problem. But we're concerned about something else. You may have your own leather flask, and Shem Yibok Anoit, right, where does Shem Yibok Anoit always come up? In the sugi of Breira, right? The Gemara says, Gzeira Shem Yibok Anoit. This is one of the Gzeiras of Chazal. But either way, this is in a whole different context. Shem Yibok Anoit, your noid is going to break, v'yitlenu, v'yitferenu, agabi noita, and you're going to take this, and you're going to use it to sew up your own noid. That's something that we're concerned about, and it's for that reason Chazal said noidei shalov dekachavim, don't even make a shatich lechamar. It's not because you can't use it as a shatich lechamar. That in of itself you could use. Are you roitze b'kiyumai now? Yeah, but it's like dei davaracha. That's not a problem. You know what the problem is? You may end up using it somewhere else. You may end up using it to patch up your noid that you're gonna drink from. Oh, that's a problem. It's also lishdois. Now, why is that only true for a noid? Why is that not true for a kankan? So the answer to that is a metzias answer, because a noid can be used to sew up a noid. A kankan can't be used to sew up a noid. And it's for that reason, as it relates to a noid, this is a chashash. As it relates to a kankan, this is already not a chashash. But either way, Rava said, I'll prove to you this has nothing to do with roitze b'kiyumai de davarach. This is not just a dichoy, right? Sometimes the Gemara is doicha, and sometimes the Gemara even proves it. The Gemara says, at first glance, don't you have a raya from the safe of this braisa that roitze b'kiyumai de davarach is a problem? The Gemara says, no. Could be it's related to Shem Yibaka Hanoid, but not only could be, I'll prove to you that this is the way it is. And the reason is because there's a stark diak over here. The diak is that only noid is a problem, kankan is not a problem. Now, if that's the case, let's flip the script now. Meaning, if you're telling me that it's mevur in the braisa, that the issue is not roitze b'kiyumai de davaracha, where's the mevur in the braisa? Because the braisa is talking about a noid, the braisa is not talking about a kankan. Then that would seem to suggest that roitze b'kiyumai de davaracha is actually mutter, right? Because if roitze b'kiyumai de davaracha is aser, then maishno noidus, maishno kankanim. The proof, the ulit ha-meich, is a dichoy on the raya from the braisa to the tzad, roitze b'kiyumai de davaracha, but it's then also Raya, that roitze b'kiyumai de davar achar es mutter, which means it's a kash on the man damar that holds roitze b'kiyumai de davar achar es mutter, and that's the last leg of this gemara. Ule man damar roitze b'kiyumai al yidei davar achar aser, according to the man damar that holds that roitze b'kiyumai de davar achar es aser, maisha kan kanim d'shari. So begs the question, the why kan kanim is takli gonna be mutter? Amalach, he's gonna tell you, hasam lesa li'isura be'enei, hacha isei li'isura be'enei. La'oilam, roitze b'kiyumai, al yidei davar achar is aser. If roitze b'kiyumai yidei davar achar is aser, so that would explain why noida is a aser. But if noida is a aser, then kankanim should also be aser. Says the Gemara, the answer is that the only time roitze b'kiyumai al yidei davar achar is going to be aser is when you're dealing with something like cheres. When you're dealing with something like cheres, then the thing that absorbs inside the cheres is very present. It's Issa la Asura Be'enei. And because the Isser is very present, even though it's really Al Yidei Davar Achar, but over there, Roitze B'Kiyumei Al Yidei Davar Achar is going to be Asar. However, as it relates to Kankanim, where it's not so present, it's quote-unquote Lesser Be'enei, right? We don't view it as it's here Be'en, it's just Balua. Over there, such a thing is not going to go to the level where you're going to say roitze b'kiyumei al yidei davar achar is aser. In other words, even the man dama that holds that roitze b'kiyumei al yidei davar achar is aser, but there's still a chilek. You have to split hairs a little bit. Is it isei li'isura be'enei, or is it lesser li'isura be'enei? Where it's isei li'isura be'enei, where you see the isra as being be'en, then you have the problem being roitze b'kiyumei al yidei davar achar. But if you don't see the isra be'en, then you don't have the problem of roitze b'kiyumei al yidei davar achar. One of the svaras that the Rishonim say is that if it's isei li'isura be'enei, so that means that the Isser is actually part of the texture of the thing that it's inside. So if you want the Karayamita to stand, if you want the saddle to have a kiyum, then you actually are also wanting the yayin that's balua inside. Because we look at it as part of the material, one of the ingredients of what's making this thing exist. If, however, it's lesser li'isur be'enei, then it's not part and parcel of the cheftza of the thing. It's punk there, right? It's punk balua. Right? When you think of blius and platus, of your day of fame. So when you think of your pot, you don't think that, oh, the reason my pot is because it has blius of busser inside of it. No, punk that has blius of busser inside of it, which poses halachic kitchen problems. But it's not part and parcel of it. There is an idea of isi li'isur be'enei, and in the case of the cheres hadayani, or even in the case of noid le'shalev de'kechavim, over there it's isi li'isur be'enei, being that it's isi li'isur be'enei, over there you have the halacha reitze b'kimayi de'davar achar. However, by kankanim, where it's less li'isur be'enei, it's punk grada agav urchedir. There, even the mandama that holds roitze b'kiyumai davar achas aser. In that case, it's going to be mutter either way. So the Gemara brought a Tosefta. Tosefta that talks about the topic of the day. Why did we bring this Tosefta? Because we needed the sefer. Noydei shaloi v'dekechavim. Reb Shimon Gamliel oimim mishum Reb Shimon kfusay asa lasis mehem shaltichan lechamar. Which the Gemara at first glance thought is raya roitze b'kiyumai day davar achar is aser. And the Gemara said, "Fakir, I think it's a raya roitze b'kiyumai day davar achar is mutter." From the diak of noydeis in kankanim loy maishna noydeis maishna kankanim. And you know the Gemara was able to wiggle its way out of the situation. There's no raya this way. There's no raya that way. We're now going to focus for a moment on the reisha of the Tosefta. So what was the reisha of the Tosefta? So the reisha of the Tosefta was talking about using flasks of Ovdei Kechavim for drinking, right? The Seif is talking about using it as a shatiach for a chamar. The reisha is talking about drinking from it. Again, hadar durim v'harukfoish of Ovdei Kechavim, these different types of flasks. Yayin she Yisrael konospan, if there's kosher wine inside of it, asa b'shti yinah, let us drink from it, umut ba'anabi yilad ba'anah from it. Heyed Shimon ben Gud lefnei benoy shel Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel, Shimon ben Gud said edus in front of Rabbi Gamliel's son about his father, meaning Rabbi Gamliel. Shashas to be met of Akkad that he drank from it and Akkad lehoyduloy, but the Chachamim were not made. Afraid the Gemara astira to that ratio. V'remini yain habav rukvay shalev tikechavim yain that comes in these rukvay shalev tikechavim asa b'shti and mutavano. You're not allowed to drink from it, but you're allowed to have anah from it. Hey, Shimon ben Gud lefnei benoy shel Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel. So Shimon ben Gud again was made in front of the son of Rabbi Gamliel regarding Rabbi Gamliel. Shashasim yimenu ba'akud that he drank from it. And here's the stira. Here's the v'remini. The next words v'haydulay and they were made at him. You have a stira. In Artei Sefte it says that Hey Yitzchimim Ben Gudel Fnei Bnoish Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Gamliel Shasim Menu Ba'akoy V'loi Hoiduloi. And here we have Hey Yitzchimim Ben Gudel Fnei Bnoish Rabbi Gamliel Shasim Menu Ba'akoy V'Hoiduloi. Says Astira, was it Loi Hoiduloi? Was it Hoiduloi? So the Gemara says My Loi Hoiduloi the Kamar in the Tosefta. The first braisa where it says loy hoiduloy, you know what it means loy hoiduloy? It means kol siyatoy. It means loy hoiduloy, hoidu miloshen rabim. It means the whole chavraya kedisha, the entourage of Noish Rabbi Gamliel, all the chachamim that were there. They said never happened. Fake news, right? That's what they all said. Avo pnoi moidile. But his son himself was moido. And this second braisa that says vahoiduloy is referring to pnoi. So it's not a stira. The first braisa is talking about the people that were with Noish Rabbi Gamliel. The second braisa is talking about Noish Rabbi Gamliel. Iba yisem another teretz. You can say guda luchud veguda luchud. I mean, there is a very, very, very subtle discrepancy between the two braises. They both say that Shimon ben Guda said Edus in front of Rabbi Gamliel's son about Rabbi Gamliel that he drank from this wine. But if you look very, very carefully, in the first braise it says Shimon ben Guda and Guda's name is Gimel Vav Dalet Aleph. In the second braise it says Shimon ben Guda and it's spelled Gimel Vav Dalet Ayin. Says the Gemara, they're not the same person. One was Shimon ben Guda mit an Aleph, and the other one was Shimon ben Guda with an Ayin. So you're asking a stira, it's not a stira, two different stories. One story they were Hoidulai, the other story they were Hoidulai. Now it's still a kasha a little bit. Are you Hoidu, are you like Hoidu? Maybe the Nafkamina is the messenger, right? They trusted one messenger, they didn't trust the other messenger. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, you thought it was the same story? It's not the same story. One is Shimon ben Guda with an Aleph, the other one is Shimon ben Guda with an Ayin. Either way, Zok the Gemara Vait. So we return to our Mishnah. The Mishnah, again, gave a whole list of different things that are Dvarim Shaloiv de Kechavim, that are Aser, and not only are they Aser, the Mishnah says, they're even Aser Bahana. The next line item in the Mishnah was V'oirois Levuvim. So what exactly are Oirois Levuvim? So Rashi in the Mishnah said that the minig of the pagans of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah was that they would sometimes take a live animal and they would literally rip its heart out. Literally. That's what they would do. So they would cut a hole in the skin of this live animal while the animal's alive. This is like Tsar Bali Chaim 101. And they would rip the heart out, and this was some sort of hakrava that was being done for an Avodah Zarah. So the Mishnah says that if somebody's walking on the street and he sees the skin of an animal and it has a hole in the area where you would expect the heart of the animal to have been, and it looks like this hole was made in the animal while it was alive, so what you're looking at is this Oiris Levuvim. This is what you're looking at. You're looking at an animal that was brought as a sacrifice for an Avodah Zarah, and as a result, this whole animal is considered the Krevish Avodah Zarah, and it's Aser Bahana, says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, a braisa that elaborated a little bit on the halach of Oiris Levuvim. Ezel Or Levuv, what is an example of Or Levuv? Kol Shekru Keneged Alev. Anytime you find an animal where there's a tear Keneged Alev, the kadur kimin aruba. Additionally, the hole looks like an aruba. So an aruba is a skylight, but the significance of this is that it's round. That's the point. It has a round hole. Says the Brice of Eiter, Yeshal of Kiridam, if there's blood on the skin, aser it's aser, because then it means that it was torn out while it was alive, and that's why it bled. Ain't all of kiridam, but if there's no blood on it, mutter, then it's mutter, because then it looks like it must have happened after you already did the hefshit, you know, after you already skinned the animal, so this is already not related to this takrevis of Avodah Zarah. Omar Rafuna, Rafuna said that this that was saying that if there's no blood, it's mutter, leishonu elo shalei milcha. That's only true if it looks like you never salted this animal, ava milcha, but if the animal was salted, aser, it's going to be aser. The fact that there's no blood on it is not a raya that it was done after it was already killed. Could be it was done while it was alive. Where did the blood go? The melicha, right? The salt absorbs the blood. That's why we salt our meat. But the point is the melicha, the salt, absorbed it, and it's for that reason it's going to be aser, even in the event that there's no dam. So again, we had a very short braisa that elaborates on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Oireis Levuvim, so let's just recap this Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Number one, it has to be Karua Keneged Alev. Number two, the hole has to be round. Number three, it has to have dam, or if there's no dam, it would have to have been salted. In the event that you meet all these criteria, then the halach is that it's going to be aser. Now, going back to the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel commented on this halach of Eiris Levuvim. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, "Bezman shaker shalei ogel, if the kera, the hole is round, aser it's going to be aser. Mashuch, if however it's elongated, right? It's more like a rectangle. Mutter, it's going to be mutter. So Rav Shimon Gamliel commented on Eiris Levuvin. Now, in the Mishnah, all we said was Eiris Levuvin. We didn't know anything. We just learned the Braisa that had four comments on it. But going back to the Mishnah, not knowing the Braisa yet, Rav Shimon Gamliel made one comment. His comment was it had to be round, which, by the way, was one of the four comments that we had in the Braisa. Right? The Braisa said, Ezel Eir Levuv, Kosher Kuneged Alev, V'Kadr Kimin Aruba. What does Kimin Aruba mean? It means round, which is essentially what Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying. But either way, this segues a little bit to this next Gemara. Amr Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Amr Rav Yudah Mashmul, the name of Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Halacha ki Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rav Yosef said, you want to know who we paskin like in the Mishnah? We paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Again, the Mishnah just said, Eiris Levuvim is a problem. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, only if it's ugol, if it's round, not if it's mashuch. So Rav Yosef, the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Okay, then it has to be round. Whenever you have Rav Yosef, you have who? Says the Gemara Malei Abaya. So Abaya told Rav Yosef, halacha, michlal de pligi, right? I mean, this is like classic Abaya. Again, you can't make it up. We always speak it out, but it's always true. So Abaya says, halacha corruption, Gamliel. I mean, I agree with you, but you're sort of suggesting that anybody argues. Mechatesi, anybody even argues. Now, the truth is, we just spoke out of Braisa, which sounded like was explaining the Shitas HaChachamim, so we know there's really no machloikas. Right? That's one of the conditions that the Braisa mentioned. V'kadr kamin aruba, which means it's going to be ram. But again, even in the Mishnah Lein, Abaye is telling Rav Yosef Michlal the Pligi. Why are you even saying halach? Amaleis, Rav Yosef said, my nafkalach mina. Right, is finally Rav Yosef's defending himself a little bit. He says, Abaya, what difference does it make? Honestly, you have a problem with what I said? Is the halach like Rav Shimon Gamliel? So you don't like that I said the halach is like Rav Shimon Gamliel because it sort of suggests that there's a machlikis and I'm being machriya, being ashitis. But you agree the halach is that it has to be round. My nafkamina. Amaleis, Abaya said, what do you mean? Why my nafkamina? Gemara smart to tell you what we're singing a niggin over here? This is like a lyric in some song? That's not what this is over here. This is a Gemara we're learning. We're learning a sukkah. And if you say halacha, you have to be medayik every word. Mechal de pligi. I'm not so sure there's a machloikis. In fact, we know there is no machloikis. Either way, talk to Gemara weiter. Basra nichnes, la'avoydes keichav and moter. So the Mishnah continued and said in the next line, Basra nichnes, la'avoydes keichav. Somebody sees a any Yehudi, an oved keichav, he's walking into a base avoydes zara. And he's holding meat. So the halach is if you intercept that meat, right? You chop it, mutter. You're allowed to eat it. Hayyotzei, if however it's on the way out, aser, it's going to be aser, mipneishu, kizivchei mesim, because it's like zivchei mesim. We assume that it was brought for Avodah Zarah, and at that point it's going to be a problem. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, azoi halt, Rabbi Akiva. So again, what does the Mishnah say? That if somebody sees an oivik kechavim walking in to his base Avodah Zarah holding meat, so if you chop him before he walks in, it's mutter. Now, for sure, he was on his way to be makrivit lavi dezara, right? Certainly seems that way. But at the same time, he never did it. And because he never did it, it's going to be mutter. If he's on the way out, we assume he was makrivit lavi dezara. Now, I don't know why he's taking it back out with him, but he was makrivit lavi dezara, right? I guess they didn't leave it there. But he's taking it with him again, and no one's looking, right? So he's walking out with it, and as a result, at this point, it's already going to be aser behana. Nipneshu kizivchei mesim azoy halt Rabbi Akiva zok de Gemara man tano. Who is the tano of this Mishnah? Rabbi Chiba, Rabbi Rabbi Yoichron Deloy. Now our Gemara say Rabbi Lazar, but really it's Rabbi Eliezer. This is like a big sheet. This Rabbi Eliezer and Kachem. It's Deloy to Rabbi Eliezer. The E to Rabbi Eliezer. Because if it's Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Stam Machsheves Oivik Kachavim Avodas Kachavim. Rabbi Eliezer has a shita that if a guy shechts chulin, it's treated like Avodah Zarah. Because Stam Machsheves Oivik Kechavim is La Avoidus Kechavim. Now, if our Mishnah would be of the opinion that Stam Machsheves Oivik Kechavim La Avoidus Kechavim, the Basar Oivik Kechavim would always be Aser. It would be Aser if you found it on the way in, if you chopped it on the way out. Who cares which way it's going? It's Aser because it's considered to have become Avoidus Zara Mishashchita. Forget about the fact that the Basar was offered to the Avodah Zarah, wasn't offered to the Avodah Zarah. The Shechita alone turned it into Avodah Zarah. If our Mishnah is making this not such subtle distinction between on the way in or on the way out, so he says, the Shechita in and of itself didn't turn into Avodah Zarah. It must be. The Mishnah is Deloy K'Rab Eliezer. Next comment. Vayoytzei Aser Mipneishu K'Zivchei Mesim. That the Basar on the way out is Aser Banach because it's like Zivchei Mesim. My time, what's the reason for this? So the Gemara says, Yevshet the Lekat the Kravis of Avodah Zarah. Because for sure it was brought for Avodah Zarah. Zok Demar Mani, who is the Tana Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda How do you know that the Kravis Avodah Zarah is Metame Ba'oil? How do you know that the Kravis Avodah Zarah, in addition to it being Asa B'Achila, Asa B'Anah, it's also tameh, and not only is it tameh, but it's tameh like a mace. It's metame ba'oil. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Vayitzmedu lebal pa'or, vayoichlu zifche mason." So bal pa'or is avodah zarah. Zifche mason is mason. Ma mace metame ba'oil. Just like a mace is metame ba'oil. Af tekrevis avodah zechavim metame ba'oil. So too tekrevis avodah zechavim is also going to be metame ba'oil. But the bottom line is that this line of Gemara, "Vayoytzei yosim b'neishu kezifche mason," which in our Mishnah is Divrei Rabbi Akiva, zok de Gemara, mani, it's going like Rabbi Huda ben Beseira, who holds that tekrevis avodah zechavim is metame ba'oil. So just to speak out one Tosfos, Dibra Maskel v'Hayotzei Yosser. Tosfos has two horrors on the Gemara, just Pshat Tov in the Gemara. The first horror is, it sounds like this idea that Tikrevis Avedis Kechavim being metame ba'oil is really not true according to everybody. It's v'machloik yishnuya, right? Hamani Rabbi Huda ben Beseirahi. The Tanya Rabbi Huda ben Beseirahi. Sounds like not everybody agrees with this, right? In the previous Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer is the Shita who holds not machsheves oivik kechavim lavedus kechavim. The Mishnah is not like that, Rabbi Eliezer. That das yachid. Oh, but the Mishnah is like this das yachid. Rabbi Huda ben Beseir. That's like the first zara. Is that true? Not everybody agrees with this. It feels like everybody holds that a tikrevis avodah zarah is treated like zivchei mason. Additionally, Tosfos says that why did the Gemara wait until here to make this dirk, right? The whole Mishnah is saying that tikrevis avodah zarah, anything related to tikrevis avodah zarah, is asa bahana, yayin, chaymish alev dekechavim, decheres hadar yonis, the iris levuvim, right? Look at the iris levuvim. Why are they asa bahana? The asa bahana, because it's tikrevis avodah zarah. Why is tikrevis avodah zarah asa bahana? Probably because it's treated like zifchei mesim, and a mesim is asa bahana. This is also asa bahana. So why did the Gemara wait until this line? Now all of a sudden we're invoking Rabbi Huda ben Beseir. So this is something that Tosfos talks about, all the Rishonim talk about. But Tosfos brings b'shem the Ri, that the Ri said pshat is like this. Everybody holds the kravis of avodah zarah is asa bahana. There's no machlokes in the world about that. And it's related to zivchei mesim. There's no shailo. The kravis of avodah zarah is asa bahana. Rabbi Huda ben Beseir was mechadish that not only is the kravis of avodah zarah asa bahana, it's also metam. It's also metam. Now, if it's like zivchei mesim, I hear why it would be metama. Mes is metama. That's the tumah chamura. So the kravis of avodah zarah would also be metama. But the point is, Rabbi Huda ben Beseir's chiddush is not that it's asa bahana. Everyone knows that the kravis of avodah zarah is asa bahana. Nobody argues with that. His chiddush is that it's also metama. The Gemara saw that diak in this line because what did the Mishnah say? Baser hanichnas lavoidus kechavim muter vayoytze aser. And then it added four words. Mipnei shuk as if chen mesim. Why are you adding those four words? It's asa bahana. Everything mentioned in the Mishnah is asa bahana. Why are you being moistened the words mipnei shuk as if chen mesim? It sounds like there's some Tosefes over here. And you know what the Tosefes is? That not only is it asa bahana, but it's also tame. That already, not everybody agrees with. Whose shita is it that it's kizivchei mesim, even regarding tumah Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? And that's where this line kicks in, mani Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. But enachinami, as it relates to Isser Hanah, there's no machloikis. Machloikis is only regarding tumah. And it's for that reason we picked up on it, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, right here. Because here the Gemara saw in the Mishnah that there's more than just Isser Hanah. There's also an Isser Tumah, those extra words of Mepneishu kizivchei mesim. Again, if you want the longer version of this, ayin betosfis ubechol harishayinim. One more gemar. Ha'hilchin letarfus asurin lases velases himam. So the Mishnah said that if you meet oivdei kechavim that are on their way to their beis avodah zarah, you can't do any business with them. Va'bon, but if they're on their way back, mutarim, then it's going to be mutar. Now, why would it be asur to do business with oivdei kechavim on their way to their beis avodah zarah? So Rashi spoke out in the Mishnah, it's related to the first sugya of the Masechta, the azul umayda la'avodas kechavim. It's because they're going to be azul umayda la'avodas kechavim. The truth is, the Rishonim even mutcha a little bit. Why is this line in the Mishnah Chavtes Amabez? It really should have been in the first parak. But the bottom line is that you're not allowed to do business with Oivik Kechavim if he's on his way to his base of Avodah Zarah for the same reason. It's based on what? It's based on the fact that he's going to be Asal Lamaida. If he's on the way back, well, he's on the way back. He's not going to be Asal Lamaida. So then if you want to do business with him, you can. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, a comment from the Amor Yishmuel, Oivik Kechavim, Ahiluch the Tarfos, and Oivik Kechavim that's on his way to his base of Avodah Zarah, Behalicha, if he's on the way, Asrin can't do business with him. Why? The Azul Umaydi can be avoidus kechav, like Rashi spoke in the Mishnah, because he's Azul Umaydi. That's how Rashi knew it. Rashi learned the Gemara. Bichazar, on the way back, Mutter, it's going to be Mutter. Why? Because Maida Hava, whatever he did, he did. He's not going to the base of Avodah Zarah now. So there's no concerned. There's no chashash of Azul Lamoida. But says Shmuel, Yisrael, what about a Yid? Ha-hoylech le-tarfis, Rachmana Litzlan, he's on his way to his base, Avodazara, Behalicha, if he's on the way, Mutter. If you want to do business with him, it's going to be okay. And the reason is because he's a Yid, and he has a cheskes kashris, that what? Dilmoha darbe, maybe he's going to do tshuva. V'lo yozel, he's not going to go. So you have a right to assume the chazaka that he's going to do tshuva. You can even do business with him. What do you mean? He's on his way. He punched it into his GPS. He's going to be there in 12 minutes. It doesn't matter. Dilma Haderbe, if you want to do business with him, you can. Bechazara, however, listen to this, on the way back, also. What do you mean? Because kivan the avikba. Because being that he's attached to the Avodah Zarah Mahadahadar, he's going to go back. A guy, when he leaves his base of Avodah Zarah, Mahadahadar, when's he going to be back again? I don't know, the next national holiday. But in terms of the Yid, this is like something new and interesting and fresh. He's Avik Bey, and we assume he's gonna, oh, I just did business, I'm turning around, he makes a U-turn, he goes back, he's Azul Lamoida. So even if it's Bechazaras, it's gonna be a problem. Faith the Gemara. So again, this is Shmuel the Amir. Shmuel's comment essentially is that the Mishnah said that when it comes to someone that's on his way to Tarfas, and Ovid Kechavim, on the way, you can't do business with him because of Azul Lamoida, but on the way back, it's Mutter. That's true for Ovid Kechavim. For Yisrael, it's 180 degrees. It's the exact antithesis. It's the opposite mamish. On his way, it's Mutter, Dilma Haderbe, but on the way back, even though there's a Sfar of Dilma Haderbe, but even the Avikba, Mahadar Hadar, and he ends up being even worse than the Oiv Kecham. Faith the Gemara Kash on Shmuel's Halach. Time to interbreize Yisrael Ohelich Letarfas. A Yid that's on his way to a base of the Zar. Bein Balicha Bein Bechazar. Doesn't matter if he's on his way there or if he's on his way back. Aser, it's going to be Aser. Now, you see one thing like Shmuel. You see that there's a distinction between an Oiv Kecham and a Yisrael. The problem is not the same distinction. It's not what Shmuel said. Shmuel said that for the Yid, on his way there, it's Mutad Duma Hadar Bey. Over here, you see on his way there and also on his way back, it's going to be Aser. So where's the Stira? Shmuel said a Yisrael on the way there, Mutter, the Braisa says, also, Rav Ashi said, Ki Tanya hi be Yisrael Mummer. That Braisa is talking about Yisrael Mummer. Devadai also. There's no svar anymore of Duma Haderbe. Duma Haderbe is if he's not a Mummer. But if he's a Mummer at that point, you don't have the svar of Duma Haderbe. The Rishonim speak out that, one second, if it's a Yisrael Mummer, that means he's already very accustomed to the Avodah Zarah. So then he should be like the Ovid Kechavim, that on the way back, it should be Mutter, right? The Ovid Kecham on the way back is Mutter. Why? Because, this is already Altanayas, right? Maida Hava Hava. Okay, so for the Yisrael Mummer now, you don't have the Svar of Kivan the Avik Ba Mahadar Hadar. So then, that explains why on the way there it's awesome, but then on the way back it should be Mutter. So the Rishonim say that you see Yisrael Mummer ends up being worse than the Ovid Kecham. Right? The Yidden always manage to outdo, even in a bad way, unfortunately. And the point is that the Yisrael Mummer, he is going to have the Chisarin of, on his way there, it's going to be Aser, but Lamaisa, he's a Yid, and he came from a different place, and he's going to be Avikba so much so that even if he's a Mummer, he's been doing this for years. Afilu Hachi. He's frumer than the Ovid Kechavim, and there's a chashash of maybe Mahadar Hadar, and it's for that reason, even Bechazara, the halach is, it's going to be also a drop more gemara. Tan Rabban, Ovid Kechavim, and Ovid Kechavim, Ahilech Yerid, who goes to a Yerid. Now, this was a Yerid shel Avodas Kechavim, right? So we know this from the first parak, to a lot of Yerids that involved Avodah Zar, right? This was very commonplace. But what's important, just for Pasha Pshana, this Braisa, is that although there's a Yerid of Avodah Zarah, but this person that's on his way to the Yerid is not a member of this Avodah Zarah. Okay, it doesn't hold it at Avodah Zarah. But at the same time, there's Avodah Zarah going on over there. Very important. So, if you could have Mahulach Yerid, Bein Balich, Bein Bechazar, it doesn't matter if he's on his way there, if he's on his way back, what you're allowed to do business with him. Yisrael Ahilach Yerid, but a Yid that's on his way to the Yerid, Balicha Mutter, on his way there, it's going to be Mutter, Bechazara, on the way back, it's going to be us. Again, let's do this a little more carefully. An Ovid Kechavim that's on his way to this Yerid of Avodah Zarah. Doesn't matter if he's on his way there, if he's on his way back. Either way, Mutter, you could do business with him. Yisrael, a Yid, on his way there it's Mutter, on his way back it's Aser. Now, why for the Ovid Kechavim would you think it's Mutter both ways? Because even though he's going to the Yerid, but this is not his Avodah Zarah. If it's not his Avodah Zarah, there's no chashash of Azul Lamoida. But when it comes to the Yid, then on his way there it's Mutter, on his way back, it's going to be Aser. Now, true, there's another piece that needs to be factored, and the Gemara is going to factor. And that is that, okay, Noniach, this person is not an Azul Omoida. He's not a member of this Avodah Zarah. But at the same time, there's another Nakuda. And that is, if this Avodah Zarah there, So number one, people might be transacting in Avodah Zarah or in Tekrevus of Avodah Zarah. And the money, maybe now, that you're going to get in return for selling something to Rabbi Kechavim might be money of Avodah Zarah. And that in and of itself could be a problem. So you have to cheshbon not only the Azul Mamayda component, but you have to cheshbon that component as well. Right? That was something that came up in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Gimel, and that sugyo. Right? There's other things you always have to factor when you're doing business with Rabbi Kechavim when there's a chashash of Avodah Zarah. This is something that's more of a chashash on the day of the Avodah Zarah. People might be trans, this might be money to crave a Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says like this, okay. Why is it that the Braisa holds that you're not allowed to do business with the Yid on the way back? Again, the Ovi Kacham, you can do business on the way there and on the way back. As it relates to the Yisrael, on the way there, it's mutter, on the way back is also. So Maishna Yisrael, the Bechazara Aser, the Amri, probably because we're concerned that Avodas Kechavim Zavin. And therefore, the May Avodas Kechavim Ikabadei. We're concerned that maybe the Yid, when he was there, he sold Avodas Zarah. And if he sold Avodas Zarah, the money that he has in his pocket now is the May Avodas Zarah. And as a result, it's going to be us. If you sell Avodas Zarah, the money you get in exchange is now considered Avodas Zarah. It's considered the May Avodas Zarah. It's for that reason it's going to be an issue. Now, why would you think the Yid might have sold Avodas Zarah? It makes sense. You go to the Yirid of Avodas Zarah to sell your Avodas Zarah. But if you're looking to liquidate your Avodas Zarah, it sounds like a good place to go. But if that's the case, as it relates to the guy also, name Avodas Kechavim Zavin. That maybe the money that he has now is the May Avodas Kechavim, therefore you shouldn't be allowed to do business with him. Ella, the Gemara says, why buy the Avodas Kechavim as a mutter? Because we say, Avodas Kechavim, Amrinan, Glim Bazavin, Cham Bazavin. Who said that he went to the Yerid to sell Avodas Zarah? He went to sell a shirt. He went to sell wine. Well, if that's the case, Yisrael Nami, then when it comes to a Yid also, Ema, Nemo, we should say that Amer, Glim Bazavin, Cham Bazavin. What's going on over here? I don't understand. For the Yid, it's also because Yechayish, maybe he sold Avodas Zarah, and for the guy, we say Ema Glimazavin Khamrazavin, what's the difference? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you the difference, because you know what the difference is? The difference is a Yid is not going to get rid of Avodas Kechavim. He's a Yid. Why would he go near that place with a 10-foot pole? So if he's going, probably he's going to sell Avodas Zarah. There's no other reason he would go. That's why on the way back, you can't do business with him, because maybe the money that he has is May Avodas Zarah. But a guy has no problem going to get rid of Avodas Kechavim. Now, if it's his Avodas Kechavim, then for sure. But even if it's not his, he has no problem with it. So there's always a possibility. Eimer Glimazavin, Eimer Chamazavin. And it's for that reason, the halach is, you'd be allowed to do business with him. So really, the underlying svar is a very geshmak svar. A yid would not go to a rich Avodas Kechavim unless. Unless what? Unless he's selling Avodah Zarah. Therefore, on his way back. Now, on his way there, for sure, you can do business with him. There's no Azul Umayda here. He doesn't have the May Avodah Kechavim on the way back. There's a chash. He has May Avodah Kechavim. But as it relates to an Avodah Kechavim, again, being that it's not his Avodah Zarah, there's no problem of Azul Umayda. On the way back, maybe he has May Avodah Kechavim. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. It's not enough of a chash for us to say that you let. That you're not allowed to do business. One last halacha as it relates to this point, v'habon mutans. Again, the Mishnah said that Avodah Kechavim that are on the way to the Beis Tarfus, you're not allowed to do any business with, related to Duma Azul Amayit. But on the way back, it's going to be mutter. Why? Because my da v'hava, right? It's already in the rear view mirror. Yeah, it is different, but as it relates to an Avodah Kechavim, I'm Reb Shum Ben Lakish, Reish Lakish said, Lo Yishanu, the only time this is true that Abam is mutter, El She'en Kshurin Zebezeh. If it's not a chabura of Ovdei Kechavim that are on their way out, Aval Kshurin Zebezeh. But if you meet a whole bunch of people together, right, Rashi's Lashon is Shechizrin Chabura Chabura Yachad V'loi Bad Bevat. If they're there by Chabura, Asurim Ematai Tilachs, and then there's a concern maybe they're going to go back. So if you meet one individual Ovdei Kechavim leaving, he's not going back. But if you meet a Chabura, it looks like they're still together and they still are maybe thinking of going back. This is a technical nuance. You probably had to be there to fully appreciate this. But if you meet a Chabura of them, then you can't assume that they're not going back. To the contrary, it actually looks like they are going back. And it's for that reason, in that instance, even on the way back, it's going to be awesome. So as it relates to Raid, we had mentioned the end of the previous daf that we're starting to learn the Yayin Sugis. And that maybe we would start delving in to the Yayin Sugis. The truth is, Shafti v'ro'isi kitoiso, and we're really nowhere near ready to delve into this inyan. There's so many Gemaras that we have to learn. Some Gemaras that we're going to learn this week, some Gemaras that we're going to learn towards the end of the Masechta. Could be we don't have to wait all the way till the end of the Masechta, we'll see. But for sure, we're not ready for that now. So as a result, for Raid purposes, we had to recalibrate, and we're going to do a part 3 with regards to something that is one of the themes of Maseches Avodah Zarah, and that is the Akum Shebizmaneinu. Are they considered Ovdei Avodah Zarah, or are they not considered Ovdei Avodah Zarah? So really, the background to this, just to come to up to speed, is the Ramah in Ohr Chaim, Simin Kuf Nun Vav, Uboisif Echad. So the Mechaber over there says that you shouldn't be partners with an Oivet Koichavim, and the reason is because in the context of the partnership, the Oivet Koichavim may have to swear, and if he's going to swear, he's going to swear in the name of his Avodah Zarah, and you will have caused the name of an Avodah Zarah to be mentioned, which is something that you're not allowed to do, as it says in the Torah, V'shem Elohim Achem Lo Yisaskiru Lo Yisham Alpicha. Says the Rambam, V'yesh Makilim Basir Shut V'sama Akim B'zman Hazeh. There are people that are Mekel nowadays. Mishum She'ena Akim B'zman Hazeh Nishpoim B'Avodah Salilim. Because today the Akim don't swear anymore in the names of Avodah Zarah. V'af Agav De Maskirim Ho Avodah Salilim. And even though they do mention some form of Avodah Salilim, Mikomakim, stating that Kavanasim Lo Yisah Shemayim V'aretz. Their Kavanah really is the creator of heaven and earth. Elushem Mishtatfin Shem Shemayim V'davar. However, what they do is they're mishtatef together with the creator of heaven and earth, a davar achar, and you don't find anywhere that there's an issa lifnei evil lisita michshel to cause an oivet koichavim to mention the name of the Boirei Shemayim V'aretz and Avodah Zarah, darei eina muzaran ala shituf. Because although an oivet Avodah Zarah is not allowed to be an Oved Avodah Zarah, right? A Ben Noyach is not allowed to do Avodah Zarah. It's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. But at the same time, they're not Muzer on Shituf, and being that this is being done by Shituf, in this instance, it's not going to be a problem. And at first glance, what it sounds like the Ramah saying is that even though one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Noyach is Avodah Zarah, but at the same time, there is no Isser Shituf. In other words, a Yid is not allowed to be Oved Avodah Zarah, even if it means he's going to be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in Avodah Zarah, because a Yid is Muzer on Shituf. And the Makar is a Gemara Sanhedrin Samach Gimel Amar Aleph, Reb Shimba Yechai's Memra, it says, Bilti Lashem Levadai Zoveach Lo Elohim Yocharam Bilti Lahavaya Levadai, and from Bilti Lahavaya Levadai, we learn you're only allowed to serve Hashem, not even Beshituf are you allowed to serve Avodah Zarah. Oh, but the Ramos seems to be saying that as it comes to a Ben Noyach, who also has an Isra Avodah Zarah, it's only to only worship Avodah Zarah. But if he's going to worship the Beirei Shemayim V'aretz, and he's going to be Meshate for Davar Acher, like the Neitzrim, for example, that is not going to be considered Avodah Zarah. Now, the Makar to Ramah is Toysus and Becheris, Daf Bezim and Bez, Toysus and Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel and Bez. Stating that, we mentioned Ba'arichos, that there's a tshuva from the Neidah Yehuda, which the Velt mistakenly refers to as a tshuva from the Neidah Yehuda. Not true. It's one of the 70 tshuvas in Madura Tinyana that was written to me, Ben HaMechaber, from the great Goyin Rav Shmuel Landau, who said that I believe that the Velt is making a tois in this Ramah. The Velt is making a tois in that toisvis. The Ramah and toisvis never meant to say that Bnei Noach are not Muzer on Shituf. Of course they're Muzer on Shituf. But rather, the Ramah and toisvis were talking specifically about the Isser, Shem Elohim Achim Leisaskiru Leisham Alpicha. And it's regarding this Isser, it's regarding this Isser that the Ramos paskining based on Shitas Toisves, that the only time it's Asa to be Masker Shem Elohim Acherim for a Ben Noyach is if he's going to only mention the Shem of Avodah Zarah. But if there's going to be a Shituf, then it's not going to be a problem. So Toisves and the Ramos Psak is discussing the Isser of Shem Elohim Acherim Saskir Lo Yisham Apicha. It doesn't mean that a Ben Noyach that's Oved Avodah Zarah B'Shituf, that in of itself is not going to be a problem. And we said that even though this is Mefursim from the Noyde B'Yehuda, or more accurately, from Tshuvas Noyde B'Yehuda, but really there were so many G'dayli Achroinim that said this as well. Rabbi Yoina Landstorfer in his Shailos Tshuvas Mil Tzedakah, Rabbi Rafal Hamburger in his Shailos Tshuvas V'Shavakoyin, the Shara Frayim, Rabbi Kiv Eger in a Tshuva to his son, Rabbi Shloime Eger, the Prima Godin, so many G'dayli Achroinim. One of the Achroinim that we mentioned that was Mechavan to this Chiddush is the Helig Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer is a Gois and Shulchan Aruch on this halacha right here. On this Ramon, Eruchayim Simen Kuf Nun Vav. He says, quote, Uleinyin Oivdei Hashilosh. As it relates to those that are Oivdei the Shilosh. Of course, he means the Yoitz, the Noitzrim, who worship the Trinity. Hence, the Shilosh. Ayin B'Shayos Hachuv Shara Afrayim Simen Chav Dalim. U B'Shayos Hachuv Mil Tzedak Simen Chav Beis. V'ayin B'Prim Megodim B'Simen Zeh. Ve'ha'ikr de Ben Noyach Nerag al Avodas HaShituf. A Ben Noyach is Nerag for Avodas HaShituf. So it's also the Shita of the Halig Echsam Sefer, which segues us in to the Ein Beis Medrash B'Loi Chiddush, and that is that on Erev Shabbos I had the schus, it's always a schus, to speak Ba'arichos with Yedidi Hagoyin Hagadol, Rav Moshe Shlomiok Shlita Baal Oitzris Echsam Sefer, and he shared with me a Dover Nifla. And a lot of this is printed in Oitzris Echsam Sefer. Some of it is in Parshas Bereishis, page Tzadik Zayin, and some of it is in Parshas Noyach, page Reish Yodalid, and from there you can refer to the footnotes and the footnotes, Ben Benoishal footnotes, Ein Shom Vitehena. But Bekitzer, Rav Moshe Shlomiok was malakeit from many places in the Torah of the Chsam Sofer, that the Chsam Sofer seems to say not like what he wrote in his Agos and Shulchan Aruch. And the sheet of the Chsam Sofer seems to be mitoich svarov, that really a Ben Noach is not Muzer on Shittuf. And again, the Nafkamina, if a Ben Noach is Muzer on Shittuf and not Muzer on Shittuf, is absolutely flabbergasting. It is not shayach how big the Nafkamina is. I'm trying to find an expression that brings out this point. It's an incredible Nafkamina, because here's the question. Are Noitzrim Oivdei Avodah Zarah? Are they not Oivdei Avodah Zarah? I mean, that's a pretty big question. The whole Masechta Avodah Zarah is a Nafkamina, whether yes or whether not. So if Ben Noach is Muzer on Shittuf, then the answer is they're going to be Oivdei Avodah Zarah. If they're not Muzer on Shittuf, Avodas HaShilush is not considered Avodah Zarah. Now, by the way, as it relates to the Yishma'elim, that we covered clearly. That's often in Rambam's and Rabbi Avadya in his Tshuva says without a question, it's not even a sugya. For sure they're not considered Oivdei Avodah Zarah. So if the Yishma'elim are not Oivdei Avodah Zarah and the Noitz are not Oivdei Avodah Zarah, well then you're going to have to travel to the Far East somewhere to find a real Oivdei Avodah Zarah. And this is really not going to be so negay. Certainly not as relates to the Akim Shev Ismanir. But the Sofer seems to be going with the Mahalach of all the Gedolei Achronim that learnt up in the Ramban and Tosfos that they only met regarding the Isser of Shem Lemechem Leskir Lo Yisham Alpicha, but Be'etzem Ben Noach is Muzer on Shittuf, stating that, said Rav Moshe Shlomiok, that if you look around in the Torah, the Chsam Sofer, it's very not poshut. Now, the truth is, there's so many Chsam Sofers now that Rav Moshe Shlomiok was Malakit that we could speak out, but I'm just going to mention two. Only because of a specific Aydi de Chavivale. The first one is the Rambam in Hilchas Melachim, and this is in Perik Yud, Halacha is Tes and Halacha is Yud. These are very, very, very important Rambams. Rambam says as follows. Again, we're learning Masechta Avodah Zarah now. So really, this is all Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'usa Inyan to what we're learning. This is classic Ben Benoishal classic. So, the Rambam, Perik Yud, Halacha, Tes, Hilchas Melachim, he's talking about Bnei Noach. Says the Rambam, Akum She'asuk Ba'Torah Chayv Mis. A guy that learns Torah is Chayv Mis. He's allowed to learn Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. In fact, we learned the Gemara together with the Zarat Afkim Lamed Aleph that if Ben Noach, a guy, learns the Torah of his Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, he's mamish like the Kohen Gadol that goes lefnai v'lefnim on Yom Kippur. But as it relates to other mitzvahs, Akum she'asik ba'Torah is chayv misa. V'chein Akum she'shavas. Afilu b'yoyim yemois achol. A guy that rests, even if he does it on a weekday, not on Shabbos per se. And also, oisei la'atzmei k'moy Shabbos, if he treats that day like we treat our Shabbos, chayim misa. The ain't tzorech loymer goes without say, im osa moy le'atzmei. If he makes a yontif, Shabbos is a problem. Moy, it's even worse. Chloloi shaldover says the Rambam, ein manich an oisei l'chadish das. We don't allow the akums to be mechadish a das. V'lasois mitzvois la'atzma midaita. And just to do mitzvahs. El. A guy wants to do more than the Sheva Mitzvahs, we give him two choices. Oh, yeah, Ger Tzedek. Become a Ger Tzedek. V'yikabo kol ha-mitzvahs. Or yamoy b'tayrosoy. Or do your seven mitzvahs. V'lo yoyse v'lo yigra. Mamish has like a lava baltois. V'im asak b'tayros says, the Rambam, oy shavas, oy chidesh davar, makin oysoy v'oyn shen oysoy, umaydiyin oysoy shuchay misazeh, avol einoy nerek. This is what the Rambam says. So the Rambam says that a guy that learns Torah is Chai Miso, a guy that's Shavas is Chai Miso, Kloloi Shal Davar, in Manichin Oysa L'chadish Das, V'lasais Mitzvois La'atzmeis Midaita. You can't just make up stuff. You learn Torah, keep Shabbos, you have two choices. Oh, yeah, Ger Tzedek, be Mekabal all the mitzvahs, or Yamei B'Tayrosoi, V'lo Yosef, V'lo Yigra. This might be the most famous Rambam no one ever heard. I mean, it's a very big Rambam over here. Now, just let's take apart this Rambam before we even start. And that is, what's the Rambam saying? The Rambam saying, everybody knows the Gemara that says, a guy that keeps Shabbos is Chayv Misa. Everybody knows that. Everyone knows the Gemara that says, a guy that learns Torah, it's a bad thing, right? Says the Rambam, don't think that when the Torah and Chazal singled out those two in Yonim. It's only those two. It's not only those two. It's true for everything. In fact, there's a klal over here, right? The Rambam klalalizes this, right? Turns this into a klal. Klaloi shel davar ein manichin oisoi lechadish das velaseis mitzvahs latzom yidaitam. Pasha, you learn those gemaras. It's this. It's that. No, there's a klal. That's what klaloi shel davar means. This is not a prat. This is a klal. Oh, year Garrett Sedek for your Kabul Kola mitzvahs, a yamid betayrosa velo yosa velo yiga. Good? This is halacha test. Ready for halacha yud? You're sitting or you're standing. Says the Rambam, the noyach sherotzalas is mitzvah mitzvah tayrah. The noyach that wants to be moisef mitzvahs, g'day le kabul schar. Because why not? I'll be an ainu mitzvah vice, let me get rewards. Ain't mine an oisai lasis oisai kel chasa. Knock yourself out. You want to do it all day, every day. From Havi Oila, he brings a carbon oila, Mekablim Yemenu. Nasan Staka, Mekablim Yemenu. V'yirali, the Rambam says, Noisa Noisla Aniyah Yisrael. Not just that. Oh, you can support yeshivas. You can give it to Aniyah Yisrael. Why? Hayovu Nizayim Yisrael. Being that he's supported by the Yidin. U'mitzvah Leim Lach Yosei. And in fact, there's a mitzvah to help him. So if there's mitzvah to help him, we can take his stock and give it to Aniyah Yisrael. Avala goy shenos an stocko. But a goy that gives stock and mekabu imenu, we take him in a nice nice Aniyah goyim, then we're going to give it to Aniyah goyim. Frank the Helig Chassam Sofer, I poshi don't know how to make heads and tails from these two Rambams. The Rambam in Halacha Tes says that if a guy wants to do mitzvahs, he can. Klol eich al dover, ein manich anoyz l'chadish das v'lasas mitzvah l'atzvah midayt. Elo oyir gerit tzedevi kabel kalam mitzvah yam b'teiros v'lo yoysa v'lo yigra. And then in Halacha Yod, b'no yach sherot z'lasas mitzvah m'sham mitzvah satoiro, k'dei l'kabel schar, ein moin anoyz l'lasas oysa kolchasa. And the Chassam Sofer says this is from the most blatant steers of all time between two Rambams. Mamish, one Rambam after the next. Halacha test, a guy can't do more mitzvahs. And Halacha Yud, if he wants to do more mitzvahs, gesundheit, go do more mitzvahs. What's pshat over here? And then the Chassam Sofer goes and he asks another five or six kashas, kasha after kasha after kasha. By the way, this Chassam Sofer, if you want to look it up, is Al Hashas and Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes. And the Chassam Sofer fears this with a line. He says, "V'sha'alti pi chachamim." So I'll be honest, I was so lost. I asked the chachamim, "V'chol echad poyne ledarkoi." I heard different etzes, but everything I heard is a davar she'ein miskabel, v'tzrichin raya u'minyan, and everything that they were saying, all these chedushim need rayas and votes. I didn't hear anything that's miskabel al hadas. So the Chassam Sofer says, I couldn't come up with a pshat myself, v'sha'alti pi hachachomim, and there was no one who was able to tell me anything that to me was a davar ha'miskabel. This is what the Heilige Chassam Sofer said. And again, there's so many kashas that the Chassam Sofer asks, ayin sham, if you want to see it inside, but the ikr kasha asher negel in yonenu is this tira. So says the Chassam Sofer, that because of everything that's going on over here, I'm going to tell you what I think pshat in this Rambam is. I think pshat in this Rambam is that in Halacha Tess, the Rambam starts off Akum Sha'asik Bater Chai Misa. Some have an edited version, a censored version that says Goy Sha'asik Bater. But Akum Sha'asik Bater Chai Misa. In Halacha Yud, the Rambam says Benoyach. So the Chassam Sofer says, I think the chiluk is, one is talking about an akum, and the other one is talking about a ben noyach. What's the difference? They're the same thing, right? No, it's not the same thing. An akum means an eni Yehudi, but what is the literal taich of an akum? Oivdei koichavim b'mazolis. He's an oivid avodah zarah. A ben noyach is an eni Yehudi, yeah. But what's the literal taich of a ben noyach? He's an enikol, he's from the tzetzoy of noyach. Noyach ish tzadik, tamimaya b'day roysa. He wasn't chayiv in Torah mitzvahs. Right? All the raid at Yisrael, not Yisrael, starts from Avram Avinu. Not Noyach. But sheva mitzvahs b'day Noyach. That for sure, yeah. The akum sha'osek b'Torah, the goy, the eni Yehudi of Halacha Tes, is an oivet avodah zarah. The ben Noyach of Halacha Yud, says the Chassam Sofer, that's talking about somebody that keeps the sheva mitzvah b'nei Noyach. What's the difference? What's the difference? So if someone's an Oved Avodah Zarah and he wants to do more mitzvahs, we're not going to allow him to do more mitzvahs. But if someone is keeping the sheva mitzvah b'nei Noyach, he's a ben Noyach, like Noyach Aleh, and he wants to do more mitzvahs, that person we're going to allow to be Moisef in Torah mitzvahs. Says the Chassam Sofer, I'm going to tell you what the chiluk is. You ready? Dover Nifla Mamish. He says, because an Oved Avodah Zarah, when he's Oved Avodah Zarah, what does he have in mind? He has a mind as Avodah Zarah. Being that he has a mind as Avodah Zarah, so if you're going to tell him, yeah, put on tefillin now. You want to put on tefillin, put on tefillin. You want to learn Torah, learn Torah. Who is he learning Torah for? He's learning Torah for his Ketchka. See, you're being moist within his Avodah Zarah. But says the Chassam Sofer, one second, one second. That's not fair.
If he's putting on tefillin, probably because he wants to serve the God of the Jews. Then why else is he putting on tefillin? See, he wants to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Chassam Sofer, true. But if he's an Oved Avodah Zarah, he also has his in Zin as Avodah Zarah. Abazok the Chassam Sofer, one second. That's Shituf. Everybody knows it's an Ofen Ramah, Ben Noach is a Muzer on Shituf. So he could do Shituf all day. What's the problem? So, because he's also an Oved Avodah Zarah, but he has a mind the Eveshtah, he'll be Meshatif. Who cares? He's not Muzer on Shituf. Says the Chassam Sofer, Veruin Advar Mishamram. It's true, Ben Noach is not Muzer on Shituf. But the Torah, this is the punchline of the Rambam. This is such fire. The Torah said what it's mutter for a ben noach to do b'shitov. The Torah said seven mitzvahs. And if you do these seven mitzvahs, because this is what you're supposed to do, and you have in mind not only the Beir Shemayim Varet, but you also have in mind your Avodah Zarah, that's fine. Because a ben noach is not muzer on shitov, and we understand that. That's okay. That's, you want to be a noitzri, that's fine. You're a ben noach. You're allowed to be a noitzri. He's not muzer on shitov. But at the same time, only what we know he's allowed to do. But Eloch Habay Eloch Hidusha. And if he wants to go and be Moisif in his Avodah B'Shituf, that's already crossing the line. And that you can't do. So if he wants to keep Torah Mitzvahs, being that we know he's going to be Ovid B'Shituf, so it comes out we're facilitating an Avodah B'Shituf, and that's not, what do you mean a Benoich is not Muzer on Shituf? That's true, a Benoich is not Muzer on Shituf. Klapi where the Torah was Megala that he's not Muzer on Shituf. Klapi the Zayim Mitzvahs, that's his Avodah where he's not Muzer on Shituf. But a Vifel he wants to go now, and he wants to be Moisif. So that already he can't do because now he's violating Issa Shituf. I thought he's not Muzer on Shituf. He's not Muzer on Shituf for what we know he's not Muzer on. But you're going to go ahead and you're going to be Mechadish, new mitzvahs, where you're going to be Oyvah B'Shituf. If Azoy Vait, there's already a problem of being Oyvah B'Shituf. And that's not something he's allowed to do. That's Ram Malacha Tef. And Lacha Yud, Ram says Benoyach. Oh, Benoyach, he's not Oyvah B'Shituf. He's not Oyvah B'Shituf. That's perfect. You want to do more mitzvahs? Adarab, do mitzvahs. Anyway, he's not being Oyvah B'Shituf. But the Chassam Sofer doubles down a drop. He says, I'll prove to you I'm right. Because the Rambam says that in the event that the Ben Noach and Allah Chayud gives stock of a year ali, she nois and nois l'aniyah Yisrael. What do you do with that? So I give it to Aniyah Yisrael. Hoyov hu nizin mi Yisrael. Because being that this person is supported by Yisrael, mitzvah leim lachyoysoy. And Yidin have a mitzvah to be mechayim. Where do you find that Yid has a mitzvah to be mechayah in any Yehudi? Where do you find it? It's a pasuk in the Torah. You find it by the Ger Toshav. It says v'chay imach. In other words, says the Chassam Sofer, it's mefurish in the Rambam, that the Rambam's talking about someone that's not Oved Avodah Zarah. The truth is, it's mefurish even more than that in the Rambam. It's mefurish in the Rambam that we're dealing here with a Ger Toshav. It's mefurish. Because the Rambam says, Hoyovu nizem Yisrael, mitzvah leim lach yoysay. That's the Nakuda. The Nakuda is that in Halacha Tes, the Rambam's talking about an Akum. An Akum is an Oved Avodah Zarah. And if he's going to be Moisef Mitzvahs, it's going to shtal sich zu to his Avodah Zarah. He has in mind the Beir Shemayim Varetz. It's true he has in mind the Beir Shemayim Varetz. But he also has in mind his Getchka. I mean that he also has in mind his Getchka, it's a problem. I have been Noich Zambuzer on a Shituf, that's only for the Sheva Mitzvahs. But if he wants to be Moisef in his Avodah B'Shituf, that's already something that's going to be a problem. Halacha Yudra, I'm talking about a Ger Toshav. Or Ger Toshav Faket. Being that he's a Ger Toshav, it's going to be fine. The Chassam Sofer throws in one more Chiddush here. That's worth mentioning. It's so much here, it's not shaykh. But just one more chiddush that we have to mention. And that is when the Chassam Sofer says that in Halacha we're talking about a Ger Toshav. So what's a Ger Toshav? Someone that keeps Sheva Mitzvahs, right? Wrong. What's a Ger Toshav? Rambam says so many times, that's the Michtav of Maran Agriz in the end of the Sefer Al Rambam, where the Brisker Rav makes all the diukim that a Ger Toshav is someone that's also Mekabel. So the Chassam Sofer says something again. You have to be Chassam Sofer to say all these chiddushim. And that is, a Ger Toshav is not only someone that's Mekabel to keep Sheva Mitzvahs. A Ger Toshav is not only someone that's makabel not to be Oved Avodah Zarah. A Ger Toshav has to be makabel not to be Oved Avodah Zarah. Afilu b'shituf. Hesna Maisa. Even though the Chassam Sofer says, I hold that the Noach is not muzer al shituf kipshutai. But a Ger Toshav that makes the Kabbalah, he has to be makabel not to be Oved Afilu b'shituf. I think this Chassam Sofer, maybe, we have to think this through a little bit better, but I think maybe this answers the Shoyl's Kasha, who we know was Rabbi Chatzkel Abramsky, in that last Michtav in the Briskerov, where the Shoyl asked the Briskerov, that what's the Kabbalah of a Ger Toshav? A Ger Toshav is anyways Chayiv and Sheva Mitzvahs, Bnei Noach. Every Bnei Noach is Chayiv and Sheva Mitzvahs. So if a Bnei Noach is Chayiv and Sheva Mitzvahs, so what's the Kabbalah? You can't be Makabel something you're ready, Mechuv. So the Briskerov said, based on the Diktok of the Gemara, that based on the base, Rav Yatir Goyim, We shtal it to the Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua, the Balmagini Shloima. But this Ksam Soif is a little bit of a giloy, because a Ben Noach is Chayim and Shevin Mitzvahs, but he could be Ovid B'Shituf. But a Ger Toshev can't be Ovid B'Shituf. You know what the Kabbalah is? I'm only going to serve the Creator of the world. And it doesn't only affect Avodah Zarah, it affects all Zion. All Zion Mitzvahs, I'm not doing it for a Getchka anymore. I can't be Ovid Kechav Mazolus anymore. I feel a B'Shituf, I can't be Ovid Kechav Mazolus. My Gantz Avodah has to be for Kutcha B'Richo Alein. But the bottom line is, what do you see from this Chassam Sofer? This Chassam Sofer screams from the rooftops, Ben Noach is not Muzer al Hashitov. It's a first Chassam Sofer. I mean, the shtickle is mamish fire, but the whole shtickle is Ben Noach is not Muzer al Hashitov. Mention one more Chassam Sofer. And this is in Teiras Moshe. It's in Parashat Tzav. It's also, again, Aydi de Chaviva Lonu, here in the Chabura, because we've spoken about this in many times. This is a Dvar Agada, and that is, the Medrash says, it's a Shmois Rabbah Mem Gimel Aleph, that Moshe Rabbeinu, we know when he came down, he saw that the Yidden had worshipped the eagles. So what did he do? He broke the Luchas. And Shviras HaLuchas is a very, very big deal, right? Le'inei Kol Yisrael, the last Rashi in Chumash, last words in the Torah is related to Shviras HaLuchas. That's like the final analysis. The last thing we mentioned about Moshe Rabbeinu is Shviras HaLuchas, which was not Le'inei Kol Yisrael. But the bottom line is, what was the Gracious Zach, this big Indian, this avoid of Shriya Saluches, somehow it seems like it saved the nation. Why was that so critical? So the Medrash says, Mashal Ma Davadoima. There was a Melech that sent a Shliach to be Mekadosh and Isha, and it was Mekadosh Isha. And on the way to meet the Melech, this Isha was Noi Efes, right? She was Mizana Tachtov. And everyone knew that she's dead because the king is going to kill her. I mean, she's the wife of the king, and she goes ahead and she's Mizana, Aluva Kala, Shizinsa, Batechu Pasamamish. Like, what's going on over here? It's going to be a big problem. So there was a Sirsa, there was a broker, right? The Shatkin, the person that made this deal happen. So what did he do? He took the Ksuba and he tore it up. Amar, he said, Mutav Shetidain Kipnuya, Veloike Eshesesh. At the very least, he won't be treated like an Eshesesh. Says the Medrash, Kach Osamoisha, Kimish Osisrol, Oisei Maisa, when the Yidin did the ego. So Moshe Rabbeinu realized that the Yidden are going to be punished like an Eishes Ish that was Zinsa Toichu Pasa. There's no hope for Klai Yisrael. So he broke the Luchais. He tore the proverbial Ksuba, and by doing that, he was able to save Klai Yisrael. In the past, we mentioned the Megala Amukos in the beginning of Parshas Balak. Li, Hariat Mukudash Asli, he destroyed the Li, and if you don't have that relationship of Li, so the Achrayis between Klai Yisrael and Kutcha Berichu is not on the same level, like this is not going to be such a big problem. But the Chassam Sofer in Teiras Moshe brings this Medrash, and he says, Ulafia Nias Daiti Nirli Yashiv, I want to say a little bit of a different Knech. And that is, what was the Chet HaEgel? It was Avodah Zarah, right? But the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Samech Gimel Amud Aleph that Umolei Vuv, it's bringing me back to my Chassam Sofer days, Umolei Vuv, Shebehalucha, this Chayvu Soinem Shal Yisrael Kloyim. When the Yidden worshipped the Egel, so they said, Ela Lehecha Yisrael, right? They mentioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu as taking them out of Mitzrayim, but they also mentioned the Egel. They said it B'Lashon Rabbim. Umolei Vav, we're not for the fact that they said it B'Lashon Rabbim, Klai Yisrael would have been wiped out. Why? Because when they worshipped the Egel, they worshipped the Egel, but it was Shituf. Because they were worshipping HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were also worshipping the Egel. They were doing Vav, both. But we're not for the Vav. Had it not been B'Lashon Rabbim, we'd be wiped out. We wouldn't stand a chance. The only reason we have a chance is because it was done B'Shituf. So said the Chassam Sofer, the Egel, the Gemara says, was Avodah Zarah B'Shituf. A Yid is not allowed to be Ovid Avodah Zarah B'Shituf. Bilti L'Hashem Levadai. But a Ben Noach? Everyone knows the Ramah. Based on Tosis and Becheres, based on the base, and Sanhedrin, Samach, Gimel, on the base. A Ben Noach is not Muzer al HaShituf. So you know what the Eitz HaMoshe Rabbeinu was? He went ahead and he broke the, tore the Ksuba. If he tore the Ksuba, so now Klai Yisrael are not Yisraelim. You know what they are? They're Pnuya. They're Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach, you don't have to worry about the Chet HaEgel. It's not a problem. What do you mean? It's Avodah Zarah. Ben Noach is also Muzer Avodah Zarah. Because it was Shituf, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, just Avodah Zarah. So for that reason, it's not going to be. But what do you see from this? I'm sorry. What do you mean? Everybody knows the Ramah. Everyone knows Tosfos. Ben Noach is not Muzer al HaShituf. In fact, Rav Moshe Shlomiak in Parashas Bereishis and footnote Tofhei, he says as follows. He says, I'm going to be minded to you a little bit of the Mar Mekoymes, where the Chassam Sofer says this Inyan, that Ben Noach is not Muzer al HaShituf. It's in Drashas Chassam Sofer, these are the old Drashas, Daf Kuf Ayin Ches Tur Gimel.
It's in Drushes Chsam Soifer Chela Gimel Amid Kuf Yud Aleph. It's Chsam Soifer in Parshas Va'era Amid Lamites. It's in Chdush Chsam Soifer Mesechtes Gittin Daphnen Zayin Amid Beis. The Chdush Chsam Soifer Sanhedrin Daphnen Test. That's the Shtickle Torah that we spoke out. Teres Moshe Parshas Vayishlach Amid Kuf Mem Beis. Teres Moshe Parshas Kisisa Amid Chav Dalet. Teres Moshe Parshas Sab Amid Chav Zayin. That's what we spoke out. And in Drushes Va'agodes Amid Nun Aleph. All these places, the Chsam Soifer says the same thing. All these places, Chsam Soifer says that Ben Noach is not muzer al hashitov mamish kipshutai. In fact, he says that you want to know maybe where the Chsam Soifer got it from? Look at the Torah of the Hafla. In Sefer HaMakna Kedushan Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph. In Ponim Yofis, in the end of Parashas Noach. In Ponim Yofis, in the Parashas Vayetze. In Ponim Yofis, in Parashas Shmini, and in Parashas Pinchas. And not just that, if you have the Nuksav Yad Madura, Madura Tinyon, in Parashas Bereshis, there too the Ponim Yofis says, the Hafla said it, Kama Vakama Pomim also. So it's in the Chsam Soifer, and it comes from the Rebbe, the Chsam Soifer, the Hafla. That Ben Noach Kipshuta is not Muzer al Ashitof. Kana Ben Shoyos, what's going on over here? It's a big problem. The Chsam Soifer is our goyis. He brings the Mar Mekoymus, and it sounds like he went like the Gedolei Achroinim, who all held that the Ramah only meant it klapi this one zach. But as it relates to Ben Noach bin Muzar Allah, Shevada Ben Noach is Muzar, Chalilo, the Noisim Shabiz Manenu, the Oivdei Ashilosh, all Oivdei Vaidiz Arts, before Shin Agoyis Chsam Soifer. And here, Ramosh and Shlomo Yaak was Moina 10 different places, Chsam Soifers and Aflos, all over the place. But the Chsam Soifer says not that way. Shlomo Yaak said that it could be Ruba the Ruba of these Chsam Soifers in the world of Drush. Maybe there's a chilek between the Ilam of Drush and the Ilam of Halacha, right? There's Halacha, the Meirin came. In Halacha, we go like all these Machmirim. It's very sussum. It's very, very sussum. It's not clear. But I just want to end with one last beautiful Maramaka. And this Rav Shlomo Yaak told me in the Torah Shabbat Peh. This is not mentioned anywhere in the Oysters Chsam Soifer. And that is, there's a Sefer. It's called Kerem Shloima. This Sefer Kerem Shloima was written by a great Goyen whose name was Reb Shloima Haas. Reb Shloima Haas was the Av Bezdin of Dresnitz. If you know, you know. Previously, he had been the Av Bezdin of Holoshov, which, if you know, you know. But the bottom line is that Reb Shloima Haas, this great Goyen, he wrote a Sefer Kerem Shloima. And he sent it to the Chsam Soifer to review, and the Chsam Soifer reviewed it, and he gave him a haskama on the Sefer. He gives him a glowing haskama. Now, we mentioned that Reb Shloima Haas, before he became Rav in Dresnitz, he was Rav in Holoshov. Who is the famous Rav of Holoshov? The Shach, who, by the way, was also Rav in Dresnitz. The Shach was Rav in Dresnitz, then became Rav in Holoshov. Reb Shloima Haas was Rav in Holoshov, then he became Rav in Dresnitz. But either way, so the Shach was the Rav in Holoshov. And he said when he was in Holoshov, he came across a Ksav Yad. A Ksav Yad from the Shach, it's a drosha on the Haggadah Shal Pesach, on the Kama Mailois Toivois Ukfulois, right, the Dayenus. And the Shach writes this beautiful drosha. And he says, I'm printing the Sefer now, and I found this drosha from the Shach. It's never seen the light of day, and I want to print it. It's like this Develt is going to know about this drasha. And at the end of his Sefer, the last pages of the Sefer, he has this drasha from the Shach. So the Chsam Soifer, in his Haskama to the Sefer Kerem Shloima, so he writes as follows. So he says, he went through the Sefer, and it's not Shaykh. He says, I don't know how this Yid was able to write as much as he wrote. Must be because he's learning Torah Lishma. And the Mishnah says, Kol Loim Torah Lishma Zeich L'Dvar Marbe. This is what he writes in the Haskama. And then he says as follows. V'oy Kideish Gefen Yechidi. Kerem Shloima, right? V'oy Kideish Gefen Yechidi. Ki Hikra Hashem L'Yadoi, Drush Echad, Miksivas Yadoi, Shal Bal HaShach, Zeichet Tzadok L'Vracha, Shehoya Av Bezim Bekila Kedosha Holoshav. He said he had stumbled upon this drusha. Says the Chsam Soifer, we're going to enjoy this because we just had this in the daf yesterday. Mokam Sheyipol Ha'etz, Sham Yeh Peiroisav. It makes a lot of sense he would have found it. Because don't Chazal say Mokam Sheyipol Ha'etz, Sham Yeh Peiroisav. We had that with the Brisa of Bar Kapara. Right, in that city where Bar Kapara lived, in Parvod, there was someone that knew a Brisa of Bar Kapara. Because Mokam Sheyipol Ha'etz, his mom is quoted Argamar. But anyway, Mokam Sheyipol Ha'etz, Sham Yeh Peiroisav, Pri Kodesh Shilulam. What is it? It's a Drush Nechmad V'Noyin, Al Tesvav Toivois Kful. The Amarti said the Chsam Soifer, I went through this drasha and I said, had he written the Sefer only for that, what's the next word? Dayenu, that would have been enough. This is what the Chsam Soifer writes. Rav Shlomo Yaak said that he went through
said he went through the drosha. The Adarka lent the drosha a little bit. A drosha that the Chasam Sofer gave such a scum on. A drosha from the Shach. Go find drosh from the Shach. I challenge you. And by the way, in case you're wondering, Shach al HaTayr was not written by the Shach. Shach al HaTayr comes from the Talmidei Ari. So it's not from the Shach. So go find a drosha that's 6 pages long. Tzvi's going to have to do something about this. But go find a drosha that's 6 pages long from the Shach. But either way, so if you go through that drosha, so one of the things that the Shach says is like this. Everyone knows that when the Yidden came to the Yam Suf didn't want to split. Why? Because the Yam Suf said, Halalu Oivdei Avodah Zarah. The halal wave the Avodah Zarah. Right, what's going on over here? Now, the emes is, the Yidden wave the Avodah Zarah. It's true, they wave the Avodah Zarah, Mitzrayim, says the Shach. But now already, they did tshuva. So, they did tshuva, they're not wave the Avodah Zarah anymore. But it's not so poshut. Why? Because we know that they had the Pesel Micha with them. Pesel Micha went along the Yamsuf with them. Oh, but says the Shach, even though they had the Pesel Micha, but at the same time, they were also being over Hashem. So if they were also being over Hashem, well, at this point, then L'chaira, it shouldn't be a problem because they're being over Hashem. The answer would be, it's true they're being over Hashem, but they're also being over the Pesel Micha. In other words, Shitov. So essentially, what was this face-off over here? The Sarah Shayam doesn't want to split. Halal Oiv Davay Dazar, Halal Oiv Davay Dazar. But ultimately, it's going to split. What's the Shakla Vitaryo? So he says the Shakla Vitaryo was the Yidden at that point, that moment. Do they have a din of a Yisrael, or do they have a din of a Benayach? Right? The Mishlo Melech's famous Chakira. Do they have a din of a Yisrael, or do they have a din of a Benayach? If they have a din of a Yisrael, then they're not allowed to be Oiv B'Shitov. But if they have a din of a Benayach, then they are allowed to be Oiv B'Shitov. You know, this is not much what's going on over here. Oh, but the Shach says Mefurish. If they have a din of a Benayach, there's no problem of Alalu Oivdei Avodah Zarah, Alalu Oivdei Avodah Zarah, because Mitzrayim is Matahava Hava. They did tshuva already. Elamai, they have the Pesel Micha, so it's very good they have the Pesel Micha, but they're still being Oivdei Hashem. So it's Avodah Hashem B'Shito. And says the Shach, Avifel Der Ben Oich, there's no problem. That's the whole Shach Levitai. That's this big machloikis that's going on in the celestial world. Whether this should be an issue, this shouldn't be an issue. In other words, the Shach Shita seems to be that what? That it's Mutter for Ben Oich to be Oivdei B'Shitov. Now, this is gewaldig, you know why? Because if you remember the first raid bite that we did on this, after all the raid, we spoke out that the Shach says in Simen Kuf Nun Aleph, in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, he brings Mefurish the Psak of the Ramah in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, not in the laws of Hashem, Aliyim Achem, Lo Yisaskir, Lo Yisham Alpicha. In Hilchas Avodah Zarah, the Shach says Mefurish, couldn't be more Mefurish. The Shach says Mefurish that Bnei Noach and Amuzra al Hashitov regarding different halachas of Avodah Zarah. So it's Mefurish that the Shita of the Shach was that a Benoyach is not Muzer al Shitov. And if that's the case, it's the Shach L'Shitasai. Stating that, after all this raid, I don't know L'Shitasis anymore. Why? Because you see, the Chasam Sofer held like the Miltstocker, and like the Veshav HaKoyen, and he held like Reb Kiv Eger, and he held like the Prima Gadim, and he held like Reb Shmuel Landau, and he held like the Shara Freim, right? He held like all those Gedoyle Achreinim that what? That really Benoyach is Muzer al Shitov. But when it comes to Drush and all the Drushes of the Chasam Sofer, the Benoyach is not Muzer al Shitov. So this is a mamish, a classic example of Ein Meshivan al Adrush. But the bottom line is that at first glance, this Shach would seem to be L'Shitas. Again, Ruba de Ruba, what we spoke about now, I heard from Hagoyim Ramosha Shlomiak. And we're going to stop here.